Today's gospel is often used to speak about the separation of church and state. This is a very complex topic, which is impossible to be handled in just one homily. I've noticed that here in the United States, many people are very sensitive in this regard. Sometimes they get upset or feel uncomfortable if a religious leader, whether he be a Catholic bishop, a priest, or a Protestant pastor, speaks about justice, pro-life issues, religious freedom, and the like. For some people, those are political issues which should never be mentioned within the walls of a church. The first thing I would like to highlight about today's gospel is the fact that Jesus does speak about what some would call political issues when he's asked by the Pharisees and Herodians. He answers the question about whether they had to pay taxes or not. We'll reflect on his response later on. What I mean now is that the church, which is the body of Christ on earth, has received the same task. She has much to say when it comes to the earthly order. The mutual autonomy of the church and the political community does not entail a separation that excludes cooperation. The church has the right and the duty to proclaim the gospel in the context of society. She has to make the liberating word of the gospel resound where men and women live, in the complex worlds of culture, law, politics, trade, production, social communication. She has to proclaim the salvation of Christ, and she can speak, and she has to speak when it comes to the salvation of souls. Let's now get back to Jesus' response to his enemies. He responds by asking for a coin. And the key word in Jesus' answer is image. Whose image is this? The coin bore an image of Caesar, which is why it belonged to him. Now, we also bear an image in our beings. In the book of Genesis, God says, "Let us make man in our image." So Jesus isn't being clever. He's making a claim on every human being. He's saying, "Render unto Caesar that which bears Caesar's image." But much more importantly, render unto God that which bears God's image. In other words, you and me, all of us. On a deeper level, Caesar is also a creature of this world, and we should give Caesar nothing of ourselves. God made us for more than the world. Our real home isn't here. The point of today's gospel passage is not how we might calculate a fair division of goods between Caesar and God. In reality, it all belongs to God. And nothing, at least nothing permanent or important, belongs to Caesar. Jesus' message is uncompromising. We belong to God and only to Him. So today, when we leave Mass, we must render unto Caesar those things that belong to Caesar. And then we must render ourselves unto God, because He is, as we heard in today's first reading, He is the one God. He is our Lord. To the extent that we let God transform us in His own image, we will, by the example of our lives, fulfill our duty as citizens of the United States. But much more importantly, we will fulfill our vocation as disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen.